Ma'lumat that the Hajj is in well-known months. The Hajj is in well-known months, and we have explained this previously. It does not mean that the Hajj takes place over a period of several months. Rather, we know the specific days for Hajj. This means if somebody decides to don on the ihram and to wear his ihram, then he may do so from these months. That is the months of Hajj, which is Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'da, in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. So let's suppose in Shawwal, if somebody decided to put on the ihram of Hajj, then he may do so. If he does his ihram before Shawwal, then according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, it is accepted, but it is makruh. So in other words, a person should only don on the ihram from Shawwal onwards. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِّ. And whoever undertakes the journey of Hajj in these months, in other words, now he puts on his ihram. So now he is determined that he is going for Hajj. Allah says, فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. Allah now prohibits him from three things. The first thing he is prohibited from is rafath. What is rafath? Rafath refers to having marital relations with one's spouse. It also refers to the muqaddimat of jima'. That refers to the preliminaries of intercourse with one's spouse. It could also refer to lewdness, obscenity. So in Hajj, there is no rafath whatsoever. Wala fusuq. Fusuq means transgression. It means disobedience, isyan. In other words, we abstain from all sin during the days of Hajj. And then Allah says, the third thing that Allah prohibits us from during the days of Hajj is jidal. And jidal is to fight and to argue with one another during the days of Hajj. Some mufassirin state that the word wala jidala, there is no arguing and fighting and quarreling with one another during the days of Hajj. This part of the verse was actually revealed regarding what the Arab would do in the days of Jahiliyyah. They would fight about two things. The first thing that they would argue with one another about is when exactly are the days of Hajj, whether it is in Dhul-Qa'dah or in Dhul-Hijjah. And they would also fight and argue with one another about the fact of wukuf in Arafah, whether it is necessary for us to come for a moment in Arafah, or we can proceed straight to Muzdalifah by bypassing Arafah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put an end to their jidal, to their quarreling and fighting with one another. Allah explains everything about Hajj. Allah says, wala jidala fil Hajj. Now there is no quarreling and arguing with one another during the days of Hajj. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the next part of the verse, Allah exhorts us to do good deeds during the days of Hajj. Allah says, listen, we all know Hajj is fardh once in our lifetime. So Allah says, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهِ. Whatever good you may do during the days of Hajj, Allah knows best of it. Allah knows it very well. In other words, Allah is exhorting us to do good during the days of Hajj by doing extra nafil ibadah, extra salah, extra sadaqah, do other types of ta'at or acts of obedience that will earn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it very well. And then Allah tells us, وَتَزَوَّدُوا. This is an amr, this is an order from the side of Allah, that listen, take provisions along with you. Make adequate preparations for this Hajj. A person cannot say that I'm just going to come for this great ibadah of Hajj without taking any provisions with me. I'm not going to make any preparations whatsoever, and I'm going to have tawakkul in Allah. No, Allah says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا. Take provisions along with you for this Hajj, because this is in actual fact the very essence of tawakkul. If a person makes tarkul asbab, that is, he forsakes all the means, he doesn't make use of means whatsoever, that is in ma'arif al-Qur'an, and Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah ali mentions, that is pure and sheer ignorance. That is jahal. That is ignorance. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the command in the verse, وَتَزَوَّدُوا, which is an amr, which is an order from the side of Allah, that make adequate preparations for this Hajj. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. And then Allah says, listen, like how for a safar in the dunya, you take along with you provisions, you make adequate preparations. Allah says, take along with you also the best of provisions. And what is the best provision a person can take along with him during his safar is taqwa as well. In other words, keep your taqwa salamat with you throughout the days of Hajj as well. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because one sin in those mubarak places is multiplied many folds. Allah says, wattaquni ya ulal albab. So you take take along with you the provision of taqwa as well. And fear me, O people of intellect, O people of intelligence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the true muttaqeen.